From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In recent days, there's been a small spike in violence aimed at American troops in Mosul, in normally quiet northern Iraq. Commanders have trouble discerning a reason for it. NPR's Emily Harris accompanied the 502nd Infantry Regiment in the region and sent us this account.
Laura!
The rumble of military vehicles cuts the cool and quiet Mosul night. Four trucks, open like pickups, carry five or six soldiers with rifles and night vision goggles. Bigger patrols are sent out now than before the recent jump in attacks. That makes specialist Michael Reed from Milford, Massachusetts, feel safer.
I think it'd be, if I was on the other end, I would not want to attack a convoy like this with all the firepower that we have and the manpower that we have now. So I just think that that might be a deterrent more than anything else. It makes me feel better.
Assalamu alaikum.
The convoy leaves behind the walls and barbed wire of Camp Widowmaker. It heads down a main street in Mosul, past a huge mosque. Two Iraqis ride on the back of one Humvee. They are part of their country's newly trained security forces. South African-born U.S. Staff Sergeant Julian Jules Mackay is running tonight's patrol.
We made it clear from the time we got here what our intent and purpose was, and that was to win the hearts and minds of the people, which is what we set out to do every day.
On this night, that means checking in with new guards on the job at public facilities to see how it's going.
Have they all been paid yet?
No.
Yeah. They have or they haven't?
They have.
How many weapons have they got total here out of the 10?
Five.
Only five weapons?
Yeah.
Mackay takes notes. Have, right? Next stop, same problems and more.
Some guys walk here, they are drunk. They're drunk, they check calls, and they want to arrest them to stop them. They can't do that because they don't have uniforms. Okay. They have guns and they don't have uniforms.
They can't do
anything. Yeah, well, look, tell them that that's all very well, but their job is to guard this premises, not to police the streets. They've got the police across the road, okay?
There's a lot of things we did here that I didn't think we'd be doing.
Sergeant Rodney Nelson.
Like the vegetable carts on the side of the road. Missoula City Council came up with an ordinance that there was the only place that they could be was the widow's market. Well, we had to come and every day we had to drive through here and make them move the vegetable carts off the road. That's one of the things I didn't think we'd be doing.
Another surprise of military service, handing out flyers. The convoy pulls onto a dark and dirty street. Children yell and wave. Stinking water runs across an intersection. The soldiers unload.
All right, dismount. Hey, I need security on both sides of the road.
Lights from open shops and private homes silhouette the soldiers, bulky with gear, handing out pieces of paper to men playing cards and women gathered in doorways. This message is from the brigade commander, listing accomplishments of the week. The number of former soldiers paid, the number of criminals arrested, the promise of a plan to ensure fuel for the winter. People who can read them do. One is Hamad Ali.
This thing is good. We are very, very saying thank you for American soldiers.
The troops tasked with security instead of flyers keep a sharp eye on the rooftops. At this time, the roofs are usually full of women. A group of men gets a second glance. The soldiers watch out for wires on the ground, although they admit it's hard to tell which pile of trash might hide a bomb. After 5 months here, these patrols are getting routine. Raids, missions that might net a bad guy, are more exciting for the soldiers, but even those have changed over time.
Well, we call them cordon and knocks now because we don't actually kick in the doors. We knock on the doors, and if they don't let us in, then they'll force our way in. This isn't wartime. This is a peacekeeping mission. So some operations now are still surprise elements where we would climb the walls and come in, but not very often. It would have to be a high-profile individual.
At least one person on the U.S.'s most wanted list is thought to be at large in Mosul. And Saddam sightings are sometimes reported here.
All right, dismount.
Back at the base, this night's patrol is over. The next run will be early morning to check for bombs planted overnight. In the command room, soldiers hear there has been an attack in Mosul this night.
Well, we know right now that there was a couple artillery rounds hit outside the CMOC of the division main. There's no casualties. They're trying to determine where the rounds come from right now. We've got Black Hawks up in the air, a lot of patrols out, so we're just trying to determine where right now.
They'll search and work on hearts and minds again tomorrow. Emily Harris, NPR News.